And now, my dear listeners, every week, as you know, we bring you a bit of sabiduría, or words of wisdom, to close the show. And as the saying goes, sometimes you don't know what you've got until it's gone. Well, it's in that spirit that we want to celebrate Gabriel García Márquez, the Colombian writer who this week left the hospital in delicate health back to his home in Mexico. We've been talking about mothers this week, and to quote from his novel, Love in the Time of Cholera, he wrote, "Human beings are not born once and for all on the day their mothers give birth to them, but life obliges them over and over again to give birth to themselves." Gabriel García Márquez was a driven writer, former journalist, and a Nobel Prize-winning author, and his books, like Chronicle of a Death Foretold, or his masterpiece, 100 Years of Solitude, are the kind of mental refreshment that bear revisiting, to give ourselves the energy for the kind of rebirth Márquez is talking about. But creativity doesn't come cheap, or without devotion. In the documentary, A Witch Writing, Gabriel García Márquez outlined the characteristics needed for a writer.
Since I was born, I had known I would be a writer. I wanted to be a writer. I had the will, the ability, the courage, and the capacity to be a writer. I've never stopped writing and never imagined doing anything else. Though I never believed I could live on it, I was ready to die from hunger for it.
We create things because they last. They say, "I was here." And in the case of literature, that can sometimes be on a grand scale. So we cherish Gabriel García Márquez for his life, his legacy, and his sabiduría. After all, to paraphrase from 100 Years of Solitude, the world must be all screwed up when men travel first class and literature goes as freight.